A year ago, Rod Blagojevich, a Chicago congressman, wasn't even the frontrunner to win his own party's primary. But after edging out a win for the Democratic nomination, the Blagojevich campaign picked up steam. Helped by a fundraising effort the likes of which the state has never seen, he was able to get across his message to voters that he will be an agent of change. He continued that theme in his victory speech.
I have seen the anger and I have felt the disappointment at a government that's been more preoccupied with public corruption than public service. But I have also seen all across our great state how this all can change. The people of Illinois are good, honest, and hard-working. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a government that's as good and as honest and as hard-working as the people of this great state.
Blagojevich got plenty of help from Chicago's political machine. Once believed to have its best days behind it, the machine was running on all cylinders this election. Blagojevich, the son-in-law of powerful ward boss Dick Mell, benefited from a good Chicago turnout. But while Blagojevich had the organization and the money, his top campaign strategist, David Wilhelm, credits Republican Party infighting, especially between Jim Ryan and Governor George Ryan.
And what Jim Ryan had to contend with, instead of battling us or forcing us on the defensive, he had George Ryan very deliberately forcing him to respond to a member of his own party. And that's a tough place to be.
There was a time not long ago when Jim Ryan was considered an overwhelming choice to win the governor's race, but he may have been damaged by a rare three-way GOP primary. And after polls showed him trailing badly to Blagojevich, he struggled to match the Democrats' fundraising pace. Jim Ryan spent much of the campaign trying to distance himself from the current governor with the same last name, but in the end he failed to convince voters he could best root out public corruption. He told his backers election night that despite a tough year, the Republican Party has a good future ahead of it.
But keep your heads up, keep your chins up, because the Republican Party will bounce back. The Republican Party has a lot to be proud of, and we still have a good future ahead of us because we are the party of Lincoln, Reagan, and George W. Bush.
Illinois' last Democratic governor was Dan Walker, who won the office in 1972. Republicans then took the next seven contests. With Democrats winning control this year of both the governor's office and the legislature, there was plenty to celebrate election night. But those taking office in January may face the most difficult budget situation the state of Illinois has ever seen. A slumping economy has the state anticipating spending $2 billion more than it has in the bank. That means some drastic cutting or new revenues will be needed. But Blagojevich has repeatedly said he won't raise taxes. He says he'll change the way Illinois does its budgeting.
We will shake up a budget process in Illinois that for too long has been closed, has been corrupt, and has been spending your money as if it is their money. That is going to change.
But Blagojevich also mentioned there will be some tough times ahead and that all Illinois citizens will have to share in the sacrifice of getting the budget back on track, although he wasn't specific on what he meant. Walking a tightrope between the budget filled with red ink and maintaining campaign promises, many of which come with a hefty price tag, could mean a short honeymoon for the new governor and his relationship with the Illinois public. I'm Sean Crawford.